Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Katshelam. We're now in Masachet Kiddushin Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Bet at the bottom of the Amud, continuing with the sugya of Kibud Av Ve'em, beginning with a brayta. Tana Rabbanan, Ezu Marav Ezu Kavod. There are two different mitzvot specifically associated with relationship to parents. One is mora, fearing, and the other is honor. Honor your parents. Mora, what's the definition of each? Mora is lo omed bimkomo. He doesn't stand in his father's or mother's designated place. They have a special place where they stand with others. Velo yoshev bimkomo, they don't sit in their place, in their chair. Velo soter dvarav, you don't contradict your parents. Velo machrio, you don't even support your parents. I mean, if your parents say something, let's say your father's a chacham and he issues a psak or issues advice, you don't come and back it up. He doesn't need your backup. That's mora. So mora is one of really of abstinence, of restraint, of reverence. Kibud, what's that? Machil umashke, you give them food, you give drink to your parents. Mabishu machase, you clothe them. Machnisu motzi, you escort them out and in. That's what it is. Now, ibayaluhu, mishal mi, whose money has to be used for kibudav? Meaning, does the child have to expend money for it? Or is just have to expend the energy. Rav Yehuda Mar Michel Ben, Rav Natan Mar Oshaya Mar Michel Av. Over the Rabbanon, the Rav Yirmiyah, so the in Eretz Yisrael, they showed Rav Yirmiyah, Kamanda Mar Michel Av. They ruled like the opinion says Michel Av. The son does not have to expend. Meitivei, so they challenged it. We already saw this. That the honor for parents is compared to the honor for Hashem. Malalan b'chison kis, afkan b'chison kis. When we honor Hashem, we have to make the expenditure, so it should be the same thing. If it's the father's money, then you're not expending anything. The answer is, lebitul malacha, you are expending in that you cannot work. That's time that you're taking away from your work to help. Toshma, shnei achim, shnei shutafin, ha'avubno, haravet talmido, and of course, avubno is the pregnant one for us here, two brothers, two partners, a father and son, Rebbe and a student, podin zelazem asusheni, they can redeem each other's master sheni, and it's considered an outsider, and therefore no chomesh. Umachlin zelazem master oni. This is the part we care about. They could feed each other master oni, which means if one of the partners, or one of the brothers, or the father, or the child, or the student, or the teacher is poor, the other one can use his own money that he has master oni and give it to that person, even though he is very close to him. V'yamart Michel Ben and Nimtza Zeporechovo Michel Anim. If you say it's the son's money that's being used for kiburav, then that means that the son is feeding his father with maserani, paying off the debt that he owes that it's supposed to be from his own money. So lo tzricha lehit lahadafa. No, we're talking about hadafa, meaning that the regular kiburav, he'd maybe give him $10 a day of food, and he gives him $5 beyond that of maserani. That's what he's allowed to do. So, but there's a comment about that. Maybe you're technically allowed to do it, but it's somebody is cursed who feeds Maserani to his father. But if he's just giving him more than usual, well, what's the problem? The answer is, it's still degrading to give your father Maserani, give your father food stamps, even if it's beyond his normal usage. Okay, Toshma Shalur or Balazar, Arichan Kibud Av Ve'em. What's the extent of Kibud Av Ve'em? I'm Kadeshi Tol Arne Kibiz Ukenel Yam Befanav. This we had in reference to earlier. The parent would come and take the money pouch and throw it in front of the child, throw it into the wasi. Ve'en Machlimo, and the child remains silent, doesn't shame the father. V'yamart Mishalav, and if you think it's the father's money, Ma'nef Kaleminei, then why would the kid care anyways? It's his own money he's throwing away. The answer is Barui Liyosho. The child will inherit from the father, and now it's a bunch of money he's not going to get. There's a story about Rabba Bar Avuna. Rav Huna, who was his father, Kara Shirai Ba'an Pe Rabba Bray. He tore some fancy garments in the presence of his son. Amar Ezel Ichzi Iratach Iloratach. I want to see if my son has a short fuse and gets angry. Avadilma Ratach. Maybe the son will get angry. Kavra Alifne Ivalo Titin Mikshol. And then the father is leading the son to sin. He's causing him to sin by causing him to anger. The answer is to, and get angry at his father. The answer is to mochele the ikari. Rav Huna was mochel his kavod, and the implication here is also that you could be mochel mora, which is kind of strange. but that he was mochel and said internally, if my son gets angry at me, I'm not makpid on it, and therefore that's not really a violation. The separate question, how does Rav Huna have the right to tear clothing, wanton destruction of items, whether it's food or other things, is a violation of Bal Tashchit? The answer is, he tore it along the seam so that it really was easily reparable. So that wouldn't solve anything. Maybe his son wouldn't get angry because he would see it wasn't a real damage, that it was something that could be sewn up. The answer is, he did it when he was angry, so he acted out being angry, and his son was angry. His son wouldn't see that. So if his son would now lose it and get angry, he'd see that he had to work with his son a little more on his midot, and if not, not. But in other words, he did it, even though the item belonged to the father, the son would still get angry because, hey, that's something that's in our family, it's something I'm gonna get. So the same thing here. We've not yet proven, whether it's Michel Av, Michel Ben. Now, Matni Leila Rabbi Yechezkel, Rami Bray. Rami Bar Yechezkel was the brother of the famous Rav Yehuda. The father was Rav Yechezkel. So Rav Yechezkel taught Rami, his less famous son, Hanisrafim Beniskalim. If people who are, I didn't put a lot of detail on the page on this because it's really off topic, but here's the story. He taught him that if people who are Chayiv Sreifa get mixed up with people who are Chayiv Skila, and somehow we lost track of who's whom, Rabbi Shimon Omer Yidono B'Skila. Rabbi Shimon said, you give them all skila. Why? Shasreifa chamor, because sreifa is a more excessive, more severe punishment. So Amrali Rav Yehuda Bray. So Rav Yehuda, the brother, said to his father, his own father who was teaching, Abba lo tinai hachi, don't teach that way. Mayur Yasreifa chamor, why are you giving the reason? Because sreifa is more severe. Typically, the Rubin is calling me, and we follow the Rove. Most executions are skila. Therefore, if we have a mix-up, then we go for skila. This is how you should teach. Haniskalim b'nisrafim. If those who are niskal get mixed up into a group of nisrafim, so that the set group was nisrafim, nonetheless we give skila because it's more kal. It's less chamur. So his father said back to him, if that's the case, then look at the seifa. Chachamim omrim, yidonu b'sreifa. Chachamim disagree and say, they should get sreifa, shaskila chamur, because sreifa is less severe. So machloka, famous machloka of Shimon Chachamim, about which is more severe. So my year yet is skila chamura, why are they saying that skila is more severe? And that's why they should get sreifa. Typically, the rabbanisrafim ninu. Why don't we say that, after all, in this particular group, a majority of the people there were Nisrafim, and therefore followed the majority. By the way, that was the inverse case before. So Malay Hatam Rabbanan would come to Rab Shimon. No, the Rabbanan were just saying back to Rab Shimon, Deka Amart Sreifa Chamura, you say that Sreifa is more severe, and therefore the Niskalim fell into the Nisrafim. You still give them Skila. Lo Skila Chamura. We disagree with you when we say essentially Skila is more severe, and therefore give them all Sreifa. As far as we're concerned, there's a simple reason, which is the majority of them are Nisrafim. Now, that's all there for this purpose. Remember, Rav Yehuda said to his father, don't learn it that way, learn it this way. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda. So his Rebbe then told him, Shinana, that was his affectionate nickname for Rav Yehuda. Lo te malei lavuchach, you don't talk that way to your father. Tanya, Reisha, Yav, Yivo, Veral, Divrei Torah. Let's say, quotes a bright though, it says, if your father is violating the Torah, Al yomar lo abba avartal divrei Torah. Don't say, father, you violated the Torah. Al yomar lo abba kach katu b'Torah. Say, father, it's written in the Torah this way, meaning differently than what you're doing. Kach katu b'Torah, tzori kumitzar le. What are you causing? Going to cause him pain. It's like you're really giving him musr. Al yomar lo abba mikra katu b'Torah kach. Just say, abba, scripture says. In other words, without saying, the Torah says you can't do that, just say, this is what scripture says. Throw the information out there, but don't directly confront him. Same way, if you're correcting your father who is teaching incorrectly, don't say, don't learn that way. Just say, it seems that it's written this way. Now, Elazar Matya Omer, Abba Omer Hashkeni Mayim. Now, on a new topic, priorities. Father says, give me water, mitzvah lasot. And you have a mitzvah to do. You have to make an Erev Tavshilin. You have to go put the fire up for Shabbos, whatever it may be. Meniachani kibu kvod abba voset mitzvah. I will leave kvod abba. I will not take care of feeding him, giving him water, and I'll go do the mitzvah. Why? Shani v'abba chavim mitzvah, because both father and I are chayv to take care of that mitzvah. That's why I picked those mitzvot. Those are mitzvot which are not incumbent upon the individual. The mitzvot that have to get accomplished, the result oriented. They have to get taken care of. Certainly, when it comes to a mitzvah like putting on tefillin or like tefillah or kriyat shema, anything which is a personal chiyuv, you have to take care of that. obviously graciously, but you have to take care of that. And you, and unless it's a pikuach nefesh kind of situation, it's not docha. But here's a mitzvah that has to get accomplished. He said, we take care of the mitzvah because father's also chayiv in the mitzvah. He said, when you don't marry, imafshal mitzvah le'asot ha'idei acherim. Now that you see what kind of mitzvah is. If it's a mitzvah that somebody else could do, ta'asal ha'idei acherim, let somebody else make the eruv, let somebody else put the fire up for Shabbos. V'yelechu b'chvor aviv, and you go take care of kavurav, kiburav. If nobody else can do it, you gotta do it because it's gonna be gone. Amar matna, halacha k'isav in Yehuda, and we paskin that way. That's how we rule, like isav in Yehuda, that if the mitzvah is going to pass you by, then indeed, you do the mitzvah first. If not, if somebody else can do it, somebody else can take the mitzvah, you let them do it, and you take care of kibudav. I mean, it's like Barshila Ramat and Amrav Chista. Ha'am shemachal al kvodo. If father foregoes his honor, says, you don't have to stand up when I come in the room. Kvodo machul, that works. Harav al shemachal al kvodo, but if a Rebbe is mochal on his kavod to his talmidim, en kvodo machul. They still have to stand up even if he says not. That is Rav Chista. Rav Yosef Amar Afilo Harav Shemachal Kvodo Kvano Mochol. He's going to prove that even a Rebbe can be Mochol as Kovod Shemar. Vadonai Olech Lifneham Yomam. Hashem walked in front of Bnei Yisrael. Do you have any greater Rebbe than Hashem? And he walks in front of Bnei Yisrael, not in back of them. So Amar Rav Hachiyash Ta'atam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Alma Dileihu V'Torah Dileihu. Well, wait a second. You can't compare the two. HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns the world. The Torah is his. Mochol Elikar. He can forego the honor. Hacha Torah Dileihu. But a Chacham, the Torah is not his. It's not his to be Mochol. The kavod comes because of his study of Torah, but it's not his Torah. Rava then agreed with Rav Yosef. He says, actually, he's right. Torah delehi. The Torah does belong to the Chacham Dichtiv. Hashrei Aisha Shalach Vatorat. Ki'im b'torat Adonai Chavtso u'b'torato yegeom v'layla. His desire is b'torat Hashem, and in his Torah. Who's his Torah? The way you read it now, homiletically, is the Torah of the Chacham. He owns it. Eini v'harava mashki behiluli debre Rava was giving drinks at his own son's wedding. V'dale kisa the Rav Papa, the Rav Huna, braid Rav Yeshua. V'kom kamei. These two talmidim stood up in front of him. Rav Mer, Rav Pinchas, braid Rav Chista, v'lo kom kamei. So his two prized talmidim of Rava, Rav Papa, and Rav Huna, braid Rav Yeshua, stood up in front of him, and two other talmidim didn't. V'ikpat v'yomar. Hanu Rabbanan. So Rav was upset. He says, these guys are Rabbanan. These guys don't seem to be, you guys think you're not students, you're elders, and you're not standing up. So you see that he wasn't, so mochel. Rav Papa, now the next generation, was giving people a drink at his own son's wedding. He didn't stand in front of the Ikpid. So, you're right, they don't have to stand up, but they should show some deference, nodding their head or something. Back to our sequence. So we said, the father can be mochel, a rav can be mochel, nonetheless the students have to show some deference. Nonetheless, the nasi, the head of the beit din, he can't be mochel. If he says, don't you have to stand up, you still have to stand up. Rabbi Gamliel of Yavne, his son was getting married. They were all at the wedding. Rabbi Gamliel was giving them to drink. Matana kos to Rabbi Eliezer, v'lonat alo. Eliezer wouldn't take the kos from him. Rabbi Shua accepted it. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, Mazi Yoshua, Ana Yoshvin, Rabbi Gamliel, Omeidu Mashkealeinu. What, we're going to be sitting here, and Rabbi Gamliel, the head of the Sanhedrin, the Nasi, is going to be giving us to drink. You're taking the wine from him. Amrali Matzino Gadol Menu Shishimesh. Rabbi Shua said to Rabbi Eliezer, we found somebody even greater than him that did that, because Avraham Gadol Adoraya certainly was Vachatuba Vomer Aleihem. He was standing over his guests, so certainly Rabbi Gamliel can do that. Shema Tomruk Malachi Ashot Nin Mulo. Maybe Avram recognized there were Malachim. Loni Molel Arvim. Well, they looked like better ones. We shouldn't let Rabbi Gamliel serve us. If Avram could serve them, he could certainly serve us. He said, think about this. You are ignoring the kavod of Hashem and you're involving yourself in which person to honor more. Kodesh Baruch Hu meshiv ruchot, ma'aleh nesim, morid matar. Kodesh Baruch Hu makes the wind blow and brings the clouds up and has the rain come, matzmiach adama, v'orech shulchan lifnei kol achad v'chad. He sets the table in front of everybody. In other words, don't go to Avram, look at Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one, and yet he serves us. So they were all comfortable with the fact that the Nasi was serving them. This is how it should read. So now we say that the father can be mochel, and the rav can be mochel, and the nasi can be mochel, melech shemachal kvodo in kvodo machol, but the king cannot. And if the king says you don't have to stand up, you still have to stand up. Shenemar, som tasim alach melech. If you indeed choose to have a king, you shall place a king over you. Shetehe imato alacha. He has to have the proper fear and reverence due to a king. That's part of the halacha of establishing a kingship. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick up with, in the next podcast, with the next piece, which will take us to the end of the first half of the Mishnah, which is about Kibbud Av. However, the next piece is specifically about Kvod Zekinim, which the last piece, a perfect segue to that sugya. Everyone should have a wonderful day.